I'm Rachel Otwell. This is NPR Illinois. A play opening at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield this weekend takes on the aftermath of warfare. The play Time Stand Still debuted in 2009 and follows the story of Sarah, a photojournalist who was harmed by a roadside bomb. Her boyfriend James, also a journalist, returned from the war zone before she was injured and is facing his own inner conflicts. The local production is directed by Phil Funkenbusch, and I'm joined in studio now by three of the actors.
I'm Johnny Molson, playing James Dodd.
And I'm Anna McFarland, and I'm playing Mandy Bloom.
Mary Young, I'm playing Sarah Goodwin.
Awesome. And so, Mary, just set up the premise for what this play is about for us, if you can.
This play is really about the relationships between several people after they experience a tragic event. My character is severely injured while covering an undetermined war, and her partner goes to bring her home. And so it picks up from where she comes home to recover and how this tragic event has affected her relationship with her partner as well as other relationships in their lives.
And it's a relatively small cast. I think we have 75% of you in studio yes. right now. So maybe we can go around a little bit and talk about your characters. Anna, do you want to tell us who you play?
Yeah, I'm Anna McFarland, and I will be playing Mandy Bloom, and she's the new girlfriend. So her boyfriend is Richard, the longtime editor and friends of Sarah and James, and so she comes in. What's so neat about her character is she says what she thinks, what's on her mind. She's not afraid to say it, and that's what's so fun to play and to be a part of and to see how they interact with each other.
And I think to counter that, then, I play James, Sarah's boyfriend, and the other three are kind of in this, in their own kind of fog of war, for lack of a better term. I mean, there's really it's hard to kind of see things clear from within the forest, and Mandy has this amazing ability to sort of splash some cold water and say, oh, this is what's happening, because it's a fascinating conflict that I think so many relationships go through.
Sarah she's very determined, she's very confident, an adrenaline junkie. She loves the work that she does, but she also sees it as valuable. It makes a difference in the world, even though at some point she comes to question this belief. But that is a driving force for her, that she needs to do this work because it matters. But I think what's interesting about that component of who she is for the audience, I think they will answer that question in their own way. It's not necessarily set in stone.
A lot of times when stories focus on an individual recovering after war, those are narratives that belong to a man.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that was a huge deciding factor for wanting to do this part. Just like you said, this is typically, it's often seen as a man's work. And so I did, in doing a lot of prep work and research, I studied about a lot of war photographers and reading specifically about women. One of the challenges I knew I was facing was trying to make her sympathetic, knowing that not everyone will see her as sympathetic. I mean, she might be even unlikable, and that's fine. You don't have to always play characters that people like. But that because of who she is and the work that she does, and that she has to have this type of personality and this sort of drive, that just in general people automatically don't gravitate towards women who are like that. So that was a big decision for wanting to do this show.
And so this might be a good point to give listeners a little taste of the production.
So this is the first time that Sarah meets Mandy, and she's not terribly impressed with her. But Mandy is undeterred, and she just has questions for Sarah. And I think she's impressed by her, and she just wants to know more about how she can do the work that she does.
Right, and I think she sees Sarah as a person, and she wants to get to know that mm-hmm. person and not just the facade.
Yep.
I don't know how you go to these places. War zones?
Well, it's not as hard as you might think. War was my parents' house all over again, only on a different scale. When I look through that little rectangle, time stops. It just, all the noise around me, it cuts out, and all I see is the picture.
Your pictures are beautiful.
Thank you.
I don't mean beautiful. I mean...
Oh, you can say they're beautiful. I think they're beautiful, but then I'm their mother.
Thank you for that. And so, Johnny, what about this play, time stand still. What about it appealed to you?
Well, as Mary said, the complexity, I think, of the writing and the complexity of the relationship. And what's so intriguing is while it's complex, it's very human. It's the conflicts that we all go through in a relationship or just in our own consciousness. And James and Sarah have been together for 8-9 years, and we believe they've been madly in love, and this event has occurred, and now James is saying, hang on, there's more to life than just this. We don't have to be over there doing that, and I'm not even sure we're doing any good doing this anyway. And it's conflicting for him, it's conflicting for her, and what is so intriguing about the way it's written is these questions come up, but the audience is left to come up with the answers. You never really get a sense that the playwright Donald Margulies is trying to answer the questions for you, but he wants to put them in your head, and he wants people to walk away from this having a conversation.
Johnny and Mary, you two have been on the stage together a time or two before. Mm-hmm. Maybe as a spectator, Anna, you can talk about the chemistry these two may or may not have on stage.
Oh my gosh, they are incredible together. Truly, it's like they have been acting together for years, but you truly get that as part of the character, and it's just outstanding to watch. And the depth of where they go to me is just so incredible, and I'm incredibly honored to be a part of this cast.
Aww.
So thankful.
So who do you think should come out for this play, Time Stands Still?
I think because of it, and Mary had said the other day that some people enjoy some light, fluffy entertainment and musicals, this might not be for them. But if you are the type that wants to see something that really does twist and turn and really get into people's lives and hearts and psyche, and something that really will leave you with a compelling conversation afterwards. So, awesome first date, I think. You could find out right away if you should be with this person, because if they don't agree with how you feel about these profound things.
Could possibly be a marriage ender.
Could be a marriage ender.
Possibly be.
Could be a marriage starter. Yeah.
I totally agree with everything he said. Mm-hmm. I think it's if you're interested in something that's compelling and thought-provoking, then this is for you.
And with all that said, too, it has moments that are lighthearted.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Mary was talking about this, that it's like when you go to something, a sad event like a funeral, and you see some joy running around. That's mm-hmm. how this is. It has that bigger picture has some deep conversations and things that are hard to think about, but then there's this lightheartedness in it as well. And so that, to me, is what is so compelling, is it's just a picture of life, really, and what mm-hmm. goes on in your day-to-day life. Not everything is always happy and cheery. So that's what's so neat about this play and the way it's written.
And no matter what happens, life goes on. Time continues.
Time Stands Still opens this weekend at the Hoagland. Next Thursday, there's a Pay What You Want night. And that weekend, there will be 3 more showings as well. For more information, head to nprillinois.org. I'm Rachel Otwell.